What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate every one of you that are listening to me today. If you are on my Feel the Beat web radio station at 6 a.m., thank you so much for getting up so early in the morning to support. If you're listening to me on any of my other 9 platforms, I appreciate you for joining me, for pressing the play button. If you're new here, welcome. I speak about positive things. This is a positive podcast. I speak about my life experiences. I motivate, uplift, and encourage you. I just do all of the things. So I appreciate you for joining me, and I hope you come back. Well, you guys, I have some exciting news. Exciting news. As of today, I am a certified life coach. Yay! Yeah, I'm still in school, still working on my master's. However, I decided to add to my resume. I already do the work anyway. So I just decided to go ahead and just make it official. So on top of my schoolwork, I've been doing other work to become a certified life coach. And as of 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, I am officially a certified life coach. And I am very excited about that. This is a step in my journey that I can go ahead and cross off the list. You know, I always tell you all to set goals and stick to them. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter who has negative things to say about you, no matter if you don't have support, I always tell you to support yourself. And you can make it. You know, it felt so good this morning when my daughter, she's about to be 17. She woke up this morning for school and I told her, I said, guess what? I said, I finished my program. And she was so excited for me. I enjoy moments like that when I do positive things and my daughters are there watching me. It means so much to me. And when she was on her way to school, she texted me and said, Mom, you are a perfect example for me. That made me feel really good. Actually, all of my girls have always told me that. And I'm not perfect, but to my daughters, I am. And that means a lot. That means I'm doing something right. Because, you know, I could have been the type of mom that's out there twerking in the streets and twerking on the internet and just doing a whole bunch of nonsense, clubbing every weekend. Like, I don't do that. I don't have anything against people that do it, but I've just been busy working on my goals and making efforts to leave generational wealth. The word didn't want to come out. But leave generational wealth for my children and my grandchildren. That means a lot to me when my daughters can tell me that they're proud of me. Now, remember I said, if you don't have a support system, if you don't have people telling you congratulations, congratulate yourself. And I've always had that mindset of, you know, I'm not going to wait on anyone to tell me congratulations or give me a pat on the back and tell me a good job. Because, you know, if I'm honest, I don't come from that. I don't come from that type of background, that type of family, that type of friend circle. But, and I will admit, I do have some really good people in my corner now, but I'm speaking about the past. Like, I had to learn how to encourage myself. So that's why I can tell anyone, you don't need a cheerleading squad. You know, you don't need a amen section telling you to go for your dreams. If it's something that you want to do and it's positive, I encourage you to do it. Do it. Make baby steps. And please never let anyone tell you that you are too old. Because I am a woman over 40. And I am following my dreams. Things that I wanted to do when I was younger. Things that I wish I would have already done. And for a little while, I did give up. I did for a little while. I got sidetracked. Negativity was around me. Listening to other people have an opinion about my life. And then one day I just woke up and said, you know what? I'm no longer going to listen to what other people have to say. I'm going to follow my dreams and I'm going to continue to be positive and to set a good example for my children and grandchildren. That's what I said to myself. And I stuck with that. I did. I stuck with that. And things are paying off. And I've also learned along the way, along this journey, that, you know, when you're working on things, it's really not good to tell people about it, you know, to really talk about it too much until you get there. And that is one reason why I kept my life coach program a secret. That's why I wanted to do that in private and then come out and say, you know what? I did it. I did it. I had many late nights. Like last night, for example, last night was my last night, and I also took my finals, which took me over into 3 or 4 o'clock this morning. So I really didn't get but like an hour of sleep. And then I took a nap today. So I have long nights. I have many nights where I don't get sleep. I have many nights where I may get an hour or two of sleep. But I'm not complaining because I know that I have things that I'm working on. I know that I have goals. And sometimes working on those goals may require me staying up late. And I'm okay with that. I'm not one of those people, you know, I'm complaining about I didn't get any sleep last night. Or, well, I will say that sometimes I do say I'm tired because I do be tired sometimes. But I keep the complaining down because I know that once I get to the finish line, then I can relax. Then things are going to start to look up and be easier. But as of right now, I am crawling, I'm walking, I'm doing all of the things, I'm running, I'm doing all of it. And I know that sometimes when you're reaching goals and you are working on things, you know, you have to take baby steps. And I always say sometimes people, when you jump out there too fast and just try to do everything all at once or try to rush and do things, that's when you make mistakes. Or that's when you may start to lose motivation and you may decide, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm guilty of doing that when I work out. I am going to be completely honest. I don't like working out at all. And I'll work out really, really well for like a month or two or three or maybe even four. And then I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to just wait. I'm going to take a few days off. And then the few days turn to a week. And then it turns to 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, sometimes longer. But I'm here to tell you, no matter how many times you fall off, no matter how many times you lose motivation, you may even lose your way and say, you know what, this is not for me. You may change your mind and decide to go the other way. But whatever you do, get back on track. Don't be discouraged. Don't let other people discourage you and make you feel like, you know, you're a loser or you're a failure because you didn't complete what you were going after. Keep trying. Keep trying. Keep trying. Stay the course. Never get tired, especially when you're working on something that's going to benefit you or benefit your family. Keep working on it. Keep working. So, yeah, overall, today has been a really, really, really good day. I started out my day with that good news. And today has just been really, really good. Haven't had any negativity around me. That's always a good thing. If you happen to be around negative people and you have to experience their negative energy, just do whatever you have to do to remove yourself from that environment, from that situation. Don't let negative people and negative things consume you. Always stay positive. Always smile. Always think happy thoughts, no matter what's going on. And if you're not satisfied with where you are in your life, please make steps to change that. Make steps to get to the next level. Stay focused. And I am living proof, you guys, that once you set your mind on something and you decide that, you know, you're going to be positive, you're going to just love on everybody, you're going to spread love and light, then that's when things start really, really looking up for you. I'm just excited. So excited today. Oh my goodness. There are other plans for the future. I will not talk about them right now. I'll talk about them when, you know, I get to that point, to that destination. But I cannot wait to share that news with you all, especially the ones that have been with me for a while, especially the ones that have inboxed me, the ones that I have counseled and talked to. We've shared stories. Like, I couldn't wait to get on here and tell you this good news. It's really, really good news. And I have you all to thank because you're helping me to walk in my purpose, to do what I love to do. You're helping me. And goodness, it just means so much. Oh, God. Okay. So I am getting ready to go over to the Feel the Beat web radio station. If you are not familiar with the web radio station, it is a 24/7 web station that I created because I love music. And, you know, it's a vibe over there. I just play all types of music. Sometimes I show up over there. You can meet me in the chat. We can chat. And it's just a whole vibe. So if you're on any of my social medias, all you have to do is press the link in my profile or bio, and it should take you right to the station. It is Feel the Beat Radio Web station.com or something like that. But yeah, I think that is the actual site. But yeah, I am going to go ahead and get off of here. I also wanted to say thank you too. The other day, I thought I was recording an entire episode thanking you all for your support. I was going over my analytics and everything. So I got to the finish line of the episode of the recording and realized that my microphone wasn't working. So I recorded a whole episode, but you couldn't hear me. So I'm going to redo that episode probably tomorrow, probably either tonight or tomorrow. And I just want to thank you all. My top 10 countries, top 10 states, cities, all of you all for constantly subscribing, showing up for me. I want to thank you all so much. And I will never stop saying thank you because I appreciate you. And on that note, you guys, I want you all to go and have the most amazing, amazing day. And I know that this episode wasn't 30 minutes, but I'm kind of working on multiple things right now, but I had to drop in, give you all the good news, and wish you all a good day. So I want you to know that the Most High loves you so much, and I love you as well. Have a great day, you guys.